The movement control order is scheduled to take place tomorrow, the 18th of March 2020, and many have sent in questions to the National Security Council, also known as Majlis Keselamatan Negara, about the extent or specifications that apply to each of the given regulations. Thankfully, the Council recently released a list of frequently asked questions, FAQs, about the order, as reported by The Star, on KKM's Facebook page, and we've compiled it all here below. 1. Can celebrations, weddings and dinners be held? Marriage solemnization can be held as long as it doesn't involve a large gathering. For celebrations and receptions, it is advisable to postpone these events. 2. Does the movement control order apply for certain hours throughout from March 18 to 31? No, the order takes place throughout the entire day for as long as the order lasts. 3. If my daily needs have finished, can I go out to purchase and return immediately? Yes. 4. I am a Malaysian and my husband is a British citizen. Would we be allowed to return during the period of the movement control order? You can return as long as you have proof of your marriage, which has either been registered with the Malaysian authorities or the original country. The couple would have to go through health screening and self-quarantine to decrease the risk of being infected or infecting others. 5. My daughter is studying in a foreign country. Is she allowed to return? Yes, she is allowed. Any Malaysian overseas can return during the period. However, the individual has to go through a health screening and self-quarantine. 6. I hold a long-term pass in Malaysia and was supposed to return to my original country before the movement control order was announced. Can I return to Malaysia during this period? Only foreigners in essential services are allowed to enter Malaysia during this period. Foreign migrants must possess a letter from their employer and present it to the immigration authorities upon entry. 7. I work in Singapore. Am I allowed to travel to and fro to my office in Singapore? No. This order is for all individuals in the country. On the basis of the safety of the community, any individuals working in any neighboring country, but still reside in Malaysia, are not allowed to return to Malaysia and travel daily. It is requested that they inform their employers on this matter. 8. I have made plans to take a holiday in Malaysia and I have made all the payments. Can I continue my holidays? Under the movement control order, the public is barred from going to all tourist areas for all social activities and if the visit does not involve essential services. You are advised not to continue your holidays. 9. Can I drive to the airport to pick up my friend who has returned and who is working in essential services? Going to a place quickly and briefly is allowed under the movement control order. 10. Will schools have to replace the off days taken during the period? There is no need for this to take place. 11.
Are all activities and classes involving the higher educational and skill institutions also restricted under the movement control order?
Yes. 12. What about students who are staying in higher educational institution facilities, especially foreign students? All higher education institutions must return home during the period. Foreign students are advised to return to their countries. Those who return home are not allowed to re-enter during the period of order. Foreign students who decide to stay put in Malaysia in the hostels will report to their institutes and have to abide by the order. 13. Will food and beverage businesses such as fast food outlets, restaurants and food courts remain open? Food outlets may remain open but only for takeaway and delivery through certain companies such as Grab Food and Food Panda. 14. Will public transport such as buses, LRT, MRT, KTM continue to operate? All public transport will operate as usual during the period. 15. I have paid for the booking of the hotel before the order was announced. Can I ask for a refund? The public is advised to talk to the hotels on refunds for bookings made during this period. 16. If there is a death, not by COVID-19, can I hold prayers and tahlil? You may hold prayers with close family members and the Mosque Khairiyah Committee. But it's only prayers without tahlil. If you couldn't find the answers to your questions here, you can always dial the National Security Council hotline at 603-8064-4888 to clarify anything you need to know about the movement control order. Stay informed, and stay safe, guys. Also read, Malaysia records second death due to COVID-19, deceased as 34-year-old man from Taplai gathering. You have reached the end of this story.